Okay, Rabbi Osei, all I want to do with you today is the few lines of Tosis that we struggled with at the end of Shir yesterday, try to bring out some basic clear pshat in those words. And then the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow will continue in the Gemara and then the Tosis in on Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, so we are in the middle of the Tosis Kishadis, when the Gemara says, Rava points out that if you had Bor and another Mazik, you can learn all the other Mazikin except possibly Karen. And the question of Tosis is, how would you learn Eish from Bor and one other? After all, there's a pircha one could raise. The fact is that Bor is Ein Koach Achem Urevbo, and so is, let's say, Shor, whatever other Mazik you'll pick, unlike Eish, which is Koach Achem Urevbo. And Tosis shows us that Koach Achem Urevbo is a Kula. Where do we see it's a Kula? In the fact that the Gemara above Mid Aleph, when the Gemara explains, according to Abaye, what is the Tzad HaShava teaching us? Abaye tells us a case of Avno Sakino Maso, that you left the Rosh Hagag, and the wind came and blew it down. And the Gemara establishes the case was that it came to rest and was Mazik at rest. So how do I get to this case that you're Chayiv? The Gemara says it's a Tzad HaShava of Bor and Eish. Because on the one hand you'll say, Malo Bor, says the Gemara, Malabor, Shekain, Ein Koch Acha Me'urabo. Tomar Bahani, Shekoch Acha Me'urabahem. In other words, since you have the Ruach Mitsuya that took the stone off the roof and brought it down, so that makes it less than Bor. You shouldn't be able to learn from Bor. The Gemara says, Eish Tochiach, that's Chayiv, and then Malay Shekain Dako Echel Hazik, Bor Tochiach. So that's how I know this Chayiv. But clearly you see in the Gemara, that the Koch Acham Urabo is a weakness in the Mazik, and that's why you couldn't have learned this straight from Bor. You need to come out to Eish Tochiach and so on. So it's clear that Koch Acham Urabo is a Kula. And Tosis all the time consistently refers to this as a Kula. Whenever the Gemara mentions Koch Acham Urabo in connection to Eish, Tosis earlier a few times points out that the Gemara means is, despite the fact that there's the seeming lack of chesaron of Koach Acham Urabo, nonetheless it's chayiv. If that's the case, how could we use the Bor and one other according to Rava and learn at Eish? After all, Eish is Koach Acham Urabo. That's Tosis' question. So Tosis answers, there's a difference between when the Gemara says it on Vav Amud Aleph that you can learn the Avno Sakino Maso case that blew down from the roof from Bor. In that case, the Gemara says, Koch Acham Urabo is a reason why you can't learn that from straight from Bor. Why? Because over there, in both cases, the Hezek was passive. Right? The Bor is Mazik passively, and so is Yom Sakin Maso when it came to rest. However, here we want to learn that Eish as a Mazik from Bor and, let's say, Regel. So since it's true Eish is Koach Acham Urabo, but what does Koach Acham Urabo of Eish do for it? It makes it a mazik of a holechu mazik, which is a whole different level of hezik. The fact that it's mazik, you know, behiluch in Moshe. And therefore, to the extent that the Koach Acham Urabo does what? It makes it a mazik on such a level of holechu mazik. So there, we won't look at the fact that Koach Acham Urabo as being less, as being something you can learn to. To the contrary, the very aspect that you're pointing to that seems to make it less of a mazik, because it's Koach Acham Urabo, so you weren't preparing the mazik completely by yourself. There's a ruach involved. But look what happened with it. It's mazik in a manner of holchu mazik, so that outweighs what you would seem as a weakness in Koach Acham Urabo, because what is going on with Koach Acham Urabo? It's making it a holchu mazik. That's the way, more or less, that we explained the kavan of Tosis. That's Tosis' words. B'yeshlomar, debor shenase b'lo koach acher, chomer me'abna sakino shelo yiziko b'alichasan el basa denaychi. They were not mazik in motion. They were mazik after coming to rest. And then the bor, that it's mazik when it comes to rest, which became a bor without an extra extrinsic element of the wind. So that's more chomer d'am sakino maso. That's what the Gemara means. B'lo nasu bor el ayde koach acher. So that's what makes that less than bor. Avo eish, ahoich umazik balichoso ade koch acher. It's ahoich umazik through the koch acher, chomor mi borsh, en ahoich umazik elbim komo. So if you look at the net picture of all the aspects put together, I'm not going to look at the Eish as being less than Bor because of its Koch Chacham Urba. I'm going to look at Eish as being equal or more than Bor because of the fact that it's Horech Umazik with the Koch Chacham. Therefore, on balance, the koach acher doesn't end up becoming a drawback. It actually becomes equal or better, and therefore, there's no problem learning Eish. Okay, so far, so good. Fractosis, but wait a second. If that's true, then I have a problem reading the Gemara Davav. Because what happens in the Gemara, right after the Gemara says that I can't learn Avnei Sakino Masal straight from Bor, because Ma'al Bor Shekein in koach acham urabo, as opposed to here, what's Koch Chacham Urabo, says the Gemara, Eish Tochiach. So what's bothering Tosis? What does it mean, Eish Tochiach? To the contrary. The fact, what are we saying, Eish Tochiach? Even though it's Koch Chacham Urabo, it's still Chayiv. Wait a second. Eish, the Koch Chacham Urabo is a non-issue by Eish, because as we just explained right now, as I just explained to you right now, the situation of Eish, because the Koch Chacham Urabo is wrapped up in making it a mazik of Horech Umazik, so that's a whole different issue. We're talking about a Koch Chacham Urabo as a drawback within the realm of something that's mazik while stationary. But the Eish is a different picture. The Koch Chacham Urabo makes it a Horech Umazik. What's the Eish Tochiach? How does that help us out in terms of allowing us to learn Avnei Sakino Masoas, which, as we know, the Koch Chacham Urabo made it a bor and then it's mazik bimkomo, without motion? So what is the Gemara saying? This is the problem that Tosis now raises. So Tosis offers initially the following answer, and this is the real enigma. What is Tosis trying to say exactly? Again, we're reading the words. So that means, this is how you have to understand what the Gemara means with Eish Tochiach. Af al gav, the koch acham urbo, the chashiv ki ilu ba'atzma oses hakol, the chayim mishum chitzav. Even though it's koch acham rubo, but it's considered like you would have been doing everything, and you're chayiv as if you shot your arrow. Hachinami, so it is over here. Af al gav, the koch acham urbo, even though it's koch rubo, chashuvim ki ilu ba'atzma oses hakol hazeh below, es abor hazeh below koch acham. The words of Tosis are that what we're bringing from Eish is to simply dismiss the Koch Acham Urabo as a problem at all. Because what you see by Eish is, what the Gemara is trying to bring out of Eish is, what is really the Chiddush of Eish? What is the Halacha by Eish that you're Chayiv? The Pshat is, Koch Acham Urabo v'chashivi ki'ilu ba'atzma osesako v'chayiv v'shem chitza. That what? That it's as if you did it all yourself. And you're Chayiv as if you shot an arrow. In other words, the Koch Chacham Urabo is not an issue. Why not? We're going to give it a touch. It's not pshat. Oh, even though you didn't do it all by yourself, you're still chayiv. That even though doesn't speak to our case. That even though can speak to a case of in a case of Bor, but not to the case of Eish. Eish is Horech Umazik. The answer is what we have in that case of Eish Chiach is an understanding of why is Koch Chacham Urabo? What's that about? What happened to Koch Chacham Urabo? The answer is, it's ki'u, you did it. Ki'u hu atzmo sako. V'chayim mishum chitzav. You shot the arrow. And therefore, Koch Chacham Urabo by Bor, by Avnei Sakino Masal, is a non-issue also, because ki'u ba'atzmo osis abor zebo kochach. What did Tosis say? Tosis seems to be doing is learning pshat in Eish Yochiach, that the Gemara is trying to bring out a certain yesod from the Chiv of Eish that will have relevance to dismiss the problem of Malabor, Shekein, and Koch Chacham Urabo, Tombav Sokinu Maso. What's the drawback? Koch Chacham Urabo. But if I can overcome that by saying it's Ki'ilu, you did it by yourself without the Koch Acher, so then there's no problem with Koch Acher. So where do I see that yesod? Where do I see that it's ki'il ba'atma osa ko and so on, I see the nesh. That's the pshat in the chiv of esh. That's what Tosis seems to be saying. So it's a way of understanding the Gemara that now the problem goes away. The problem was that we thought that the Gemara was saying esh yochiach, that notwithstanding the quote-unquote drawback of koch acham urabo, you're still chayiv, so therefore you can be chayiv here even though it's koch acham urabo. But we just got finished explaining that the koch acham urabo by Eish is not a drawback because it's a whole koch acham urabo that makes it a whole chumazik. And over here, you don't have a halacha mazik, so you should be left with the problem of koch hacham urbo. The answer is, the eshu chiyach is a different picture. Eshu chiyach is saying that it's viewed as if you did everything. B'chayim eshu chitzav. It's as if you did it all. Therefore, that's why yachay b'yesh, and mele yachay b'avisak in maso as well. That's the point. So first of all, where are we getting all this in Eish? And what does it exactly mean? And what does v'chayi mishum chitzav have to do with it? And how does that relate back to the case of Avnasakina Masal? In other words, what did Tosis really do here? He's reconfiguring what the Eish Ochiach is doing and allowing us to bring it over to the context of the Gemara itself. So, the first intuition is, well, Tosis said words, v'chayi mishum chitzav. So what that seems to invoke is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan in the second parak that says Eishu Mishum Chitzav, that Eish is viewed as if you shot an arrow, and it's like an Adam Amazik and Bichai B'dal Advarim, the Gemara says, and all the nafkaminas between that and Mishlokish who says Chai Mishum Amono, it's a Maisa Adam. So what Tosis would be saying is that Eish, the Chiv of Eish, which is Mishum Chitzav, that takes away our problem. In other words, that's exactly the point. You did everything. You shot an arrow. So therefore, that relates to this situation. That's exactly why Avna Sakina Maso, that the wind blew it off and it landed on the ground. It's all you. It's all you. It's like you shot an arrow. Eishu Mishum Chitzav. That's exactly what it is. It's you. Now, the many problems with reading Tosis that way. Even the Lashna Tosis doesn't quite say that. Tosis says Isha Mishum Chitzav, granted, but he doesn't carry that itself over to Avna Sakina Maso. He doesn't say, therefore, Yachai Mishum Chitzav over there. He doesn't say those words. He says, by Eish, by Yachai Mishum Chitzav. Moreover, you know, numerous points. For example, if Tosis was trying to use Isha Mishum Chitzav as the answer for why the Gemara can say Eish Ochiach, and that's why Avna Sakina Maso is. So I ask you a number of things. First of all, Reish Lakish disagrees on Eishu Mishum Chitzav. Whereas Reish Lakish hold Eishu Mishum Amono. So what, we've lost the Tzad HaShava, we've lost Abaye, and we've lost that case at Yochayiv. According to Reish Lakish, you're not going to be Chayiv in that case of Avnu Sakinu Maso, Shenichem Berosh Gago, V'nafu Baruch Mitzuya, V'hiziku Aft Basa Denachu, all that's not true according to Reish Lakish. Impossible. You can't do that. You can't tell me that the din won't be true for Reish Lakish. It's impossible. But Tosis does say Chai Mishum Chitzav, we'll see. Moreover, Chai Mishum Chitzav, there's all kinds of conditions. Tosis Gomashu later has a point on Chav Beis on the Beis in the Sugya there. To Miyashav Akasha he has in the Gemara, he says that the case of Ishim Mishum Chitzav is only when it's a Karv Levadai, not Stam Ruach Mitzuya, Ruach Mitzuya Harbe, not just ordinary Ruach Mitzuya, Ruach Mitzuya Harbe. The karvu vaday hezek ke'en chitzav. So therefore, it's miyashav akasha there, and whatever the example was chitzav decheresh, it's not going to work for mishum chitzav because it's not a karvu vaday. These are different standards of ruach mitzuya. So now you're going to start nitpicking and saying, well, this din of the Gemara of avna sakin maso shenicham v'rosh gago v'nafu v'ruach mitzuya is only a ruach mitzuya that's going to fit the profile of isha mishum chitzav of tosus chabez and beis of karvu vaday. Lo shamanu davar kazeh. Like again, he's trying to show you to say the Tosis means that we're using the yisod of Isha Mishum Chitzav and directly explaining the chiyuv of Avna Sakina Maso, that the Gemara is explaining why it can be learned from Tzad HaShava and say Eish Ochiach. It's all because of the yisod of Isha Mishum Chitzav, and you're going to have to fit this within the standard of Isha Mishum Chitzav. For Shlokish it won't work. And even for Rav Yochanan, it's only going to work in a particular case of Ruach Mitzuya, of Karv Levada. Again, hard to imagine. And even within the Pshat of the Gemara itself, the Gemara says, Eish Ochiach, to rebut the question of Malabor, Shekein in Kochacham Urabo. What does the Yochiach always mean? Yochiach means that, I'm going to show you that problem is not a problem, because Eish is a Mazik, and it's Chayiv, even though it seems to have this problem. What does Isha Mishum Chitzav mean? It means that it's all your maisa. It's not a unique halacha, at least according to Tosfos and Sanhedrin 9 Zion. It's not a unique halacha to the Mazik of Esh. It's halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's halacha by Ritzicha, it's halacha by Shechita. Tosfos says, as a matter of course, Tosfos there in 9 Zion in Sanhedrin, that there's a din in the Gemara and Chulin that if Nafla Sakin Miyada, and it did a Shechita, so it's not a kosher Shechita. Says Tosfos, all that's true according to Mandama Esho Mishum what? Mishum Amono. If Esho Mishum Chitzav, it's your action. You shechted. It's Koch Gavra. That means it's a Yisod and Kol HaTorah Kula. So what would it mean to say in the Gemara Esho Chiyach to help for the Tzad HaShava? What the Gemara is saying is that you have chitzav here, so you sowed in Kol HaTorah Kula. So therefore, you made the board, because the wind blowing it down is your action. You made the board. It's eish yochiach. That's how you speak about it. Eish yochiach. It's not yochiach. It's a giwe milsa. It's a way of gleaning a yisod of shas. It's a way of gleaning a yisod in shas that we say it's as if you did everything. It's your chetz. So that's not yochiach. Moreover, say even stronger, if this were the pshat and tosis, that we're using the yisod of Isham Shem Chitzav to solve the problem, that the Gemara means to say Ishul Chiyach, to solve the problem of Avn Sakin Maso, how can you be chayiv, it's not Kol Chacham Urbo, the answer is, it's Kol Chacham Urbo, the answer is Chitzav. So why is it called Avn Sakin Maso Shehinichan where? Rosh Gago, you know what it is? It's Avn Sakin Maso Shehinichan Shesarad, Chitzav. What do you have to say? Why are you calling it Brishul Gag? It's you. You put it Brishul Sarab. What does Chitzav mean? You did it. You did it. Why is it called Shenichem Brosh Gag? That's basically you put it Brishul Sarab because of the Koach of Eshem Shem Chitzav. That principle. Okay, you're saying I'm nitpicking too much.
Yeah, I mean, not to argue with the whole premise of the question, but just that one in particular.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still seeing what we physically did. We have to know what the physical
makes it. Good. Okay. That's, I threw that in as like an extra, you know. But you understand, L'chaira, even going back to the words of Tosis never seemed to say that we're taking the Yisod of Eshem Shepachitzav and we're plugging it in to the case of the Tzad HaShava case, that it's basically you went and it's as if you placed him Shesarab. What the Gemara, no, Tosis did not say that the Eish Yochiach is basically being able to take out of that a principle in Shas that will be directly applied to insert over here. That wouldn't be a Yochiach. That would be just uncovering a principle, and Memela the Kasha falls away. Yochiach means something else. Yochiach means that it's going to rebut the Pircha in a way that within the world of Mazik. So you see that problem is not a problem within the world of Mazik. Okay, so what did Tosis say then? If he didn't say what we thought, he didn't say that. Tosis did say that the Eishul Chiyach, he's trying to answer his kash, after all. What do you mean? There's a chesaron of Koach HaChem Urbo, but you're chayiv, but in the context of Hochul Mazik, there's no chesaron. So if no chesaron in Hochul Mazik, but by Avnos Akino, it is a chesaron, because it's not Hochul Mazik. So like, what did you do? How did you have Yochiach? That was a problem of Tosis. So Tosis is trying to answer by saying, no, but Yochiach is showing you that within the Parsha of Eish, the Chiv of Eish is predicated on a Yisod that's going to eliminate the chesaron of Koach HaChem Urbo in the case of Avnos Akino Maso itself. So how does that work? So Tosis says, going back to the words, Afagav Kochach Murbo Bakashivi Kiilu Baatma Oses HaKol. To me, that's the key. The Chai Mishum Chitzav we have to come back to and see what Tosis meant with that. But if you took out those three words, we'll have to come back to it. Basically, Tosis is not saying the point of Chai Mishum Chitzav with regard to Avnos Akino Maso, because then it wouldn't work for Shlokish and all the other questions that we mentioned. Tosis is saying that what the Gemara intends to say in Eish Yochiach is that within the Chiddush of Parshas Eish, you see a Yisod within the Parsha of Eish that's going to compensate for the problem that you presented in the case of Avnas Akina Maso that apparently became a bor with koach acher, and maybe therefore you shouldn't be able to win it out of bor. And the answer is, you see in the parasha of Eish a solution to that problem. And the solution is that you see, ki'ilu ba'atzma oses hakol, hachinami, afagav de koach acham urbo, chashuvim ki'ilu ba'atzma oses habor, hazeblo koach acher. In other words, that koach acher is not, once I understand the parasha of Eish very well, I'm not going to have any problems with the fact that it became a bor with koach acher. Because it's really as if you made the bor. But that doesn't mean in itself that you're chayiv mishum chitzav, that this becomes avnas akina maso that you put in mishum sarabim. That's not what he said. So what did Tosa say? So let's take a step back. After all, why can't I just say? Tosa said, where's mishum chitzav? Why can't that save the day by itself? And so then what did Tosa say instead? Why couldn't it just be about Eish Mishum Chitzav? And then B'chal, the whole thing doesn't start. If Tosa is saying something different, then what is he saying? And why wouldn't Chitzav have solved it? So here's a svar. It's a ray that's out there. It's like an interesting behar. You have to obviously learn the sugya of Eish Mishum Chitzav more carefully. But let's take the svar itself and try to understand it. Person lights a fire, and the wind carries the fire, and the fire acts in the capacity of acting as a mazik. Now, Eishu Mishum Chitzav is relating to the hezek that the Eish is causing. What caused the hezek? The Eish. The Eish is mazik. How do I understand the hezek of the Eish? The hezek itself that the Eish caused. That can be viewed in two ways. That can be viewed, according to Rabbi Yochanan, as if you were mazik, you were doing that hezek, and that's why you're chayiv, because you did that hezek. The Eish is mazik, but it's as if you weren't doing that. The actual hezek that the Eish caused is you. Or, alternatively, mishum amono, which means that it's your mammon. It's just like your show is mazik, so your mammon is causing the hezek. You're responsible. You have to pay for the hezek that your eish caused. That machlokas speaks to the hezek itself. The maisa hezek that the eish did, is that chitzav or not? But now we have to ask ourselves an earlier question. Before we even discuss the question of the eish that did the hezek, is that you or is that the eish? Is that the mammon? Is that chitzav? How did the Eish get from here to there if there's wind? Without wind, it wouldn't have gotten there. What brought the Ruach, the Koach Acher, that which brought the Eish to the point where it did the Hezek? What about that? You can't use Chitzav to solve that problem. The Holochas HaEish was Koach Acher. With Koach Acher. So seemingly, that which you lit the fire here, you're Machshir the Nezek, but this being Machshir the Nezek is seemingly a lower level of being Machshir the Nezek. Because you're Machshir the Nezek, but it needed the Ruach, the wind, to get it to the place where it's being Mazik. That's a different question. So now, you could say, that Afal Pekin, even a lower level of being Machshir the Nezek, even being Machshir the Nezek on a level that needs a contributing factor of the wind, it's good enough. The Torah says you're chayiv even for that, even though it was the wind as well. After all, without you, the wind wouldn't have caused the Nezek by itself, without you igniting the fire here. So the Torah is machayiv you, even though your Hechshir HaNezek required an extra element, right? Wind is an element. It required the wind to bring it to where it's going. Now, if that were the pshat, then there's no doubt that at the end of the day, you can't talk about chitzav, that the hezek was done by you, if the halacha wasn't done by you. Right? Sure is mazik, it's not you. the halacha, the Torah is mechayiv you on the hechsher hanezek in the form of halacha, that it, that even though the wind was moloch, but you with the wind, so the Torah holds you responsible for causing that hezek. Then it's for sure mishum amona. To even contemplate the idea of chitzav, and this is why I believe Tosis brought in chitzav, to even allow for the possibility of chitzav, you have to assume something else. But that something else is, doesn't have to mean dafka mishum chitzav at the end of the day. But I think this yisod is a given in Tosis. Tosis is suggesting, pshat in the Gemara, is that when the Torah is mechayev a person for hezek and veish, it's not what I just told you. It's not that the Torah says even a hechsher nezikin that requires with it that the wind brings it to its destination where it does the hezek. You're chayiv even though there's a koach acher that came about with your you did. You're chayiv anyway. The Torah is mechadish in the parsha of Esh. We'll have to find the evidence for this, but this is Tosa's assumption that it's viewed. The Torah is telling me he's sold here. In Parsha Vesh, that it's as if the Koach Acher didn't exist. It's as if you were Molech the Esh yourself. The Torah considers it as if it was all you. So the seemingly that you thought that the Hechsher was a low level Hechsher in Ezekiel. No, it's not. The Torah is validating here as if you, it's as if you brought the fire from there to the, from here to there. This the Holochas HaEsh is Ki'ilu was done without a Koach Acher. This is not the same thing as Isha Mishum Chitzav. This is what you need to say as a foundation to be able to then say Isha Mishum Chitzav, namely that the Hezek itself is as if you were doing it. Once I say this, you're so, then I have what to talk about. It's as if you were leading the fire to its place where the Holacha Sa'esh, that cannot be itself part of the din of Mishum Chitzav. What you can say is, once we can attach that the Torah's Chiv of Esh is machadish to us, that it's as if you were doing it without Koach Acher. Now we can talk about, and then when the Hezek occurs, where it occurs, is that you or is that your mama? Were I to say that it's not pshat, that it is as if there was no Koach Acher, it's that you did it with Koach Acher, but your contribution with the Koach Acher, the Torah holds you responsible for. So then the end result would have to be Mishum Amono, no other possibility. What Tosis would therefore mean, V'chai Mishum Chitzav, is not that Tosis Dafke is signing on to the Manda Omar Mishum Chitzav and then working out the Gemara Davav Lefi that Manda Omar. Absolutely not. Tosis works Davav according to everybody. What Tosis would just mean is that now we can understand that there could be a Chiyuv Mishum Chitzav on the Maisa Hezek that the Eish did, to say it's as if you did that Maisa Hezek. Were it not for this first foundation, you couldn't even consider such a possibility. The discussion of Tosis is on the Holacha itself. What Tosis is therefore saying is, what the Gemara means in saying Eish Shochiach is as follows. The Gemara is asking, how can you learn that Avnas Akino Maso, that you left on your roof, and it blew down with the Ruach Mitzuya, and it was Mazik after it came to rest? How could you learn out from Bor? After all, Bor became a Bor without a Koach Acher. And this became a Bor with a Koach Acher. So I can't learn from Bor. Says the Gemara, look at the Parsha of Esh. The Gemara sees in the Parsha of Esh that you're Chayiv. And how can you be Chayiv? The Esh was brought to its destination through a Ruach. So there's a Koach Acher. And the Gemara understands. So Tosef, if the Gemara was saying, no, you're Chayiv anyway. Because Koach Acher. No, but that's Halacha Mazik, so it's not a drawback over there. That was Tosis' problem. So then what's the Gemara saying? Eshuchiach. So it's Tosis, no, the Gemara means something else. The Gemara means that within the Parsha Ve'esh, it's Nischadesh, it's Ki'ilu, as Tosis says, Ki'ilu ba'atma oses hakol, as if there was no Koach Acher here to bring the Esh to where it's going. And that's why it's possible to even consider the Chai Mishum Chitzav once it's causing, with the Eish that's Mazik, it's as if you're Mazik. Because number one, you are Molech the Eish without a Koach Acher. It's as if you did that. You are Molech. And if that's true, if that's what the Parsha of Eish is Mechadish to us, then the Mela, this Bor that came about in the Rishus HaRabim, that the Ruach brought it, so we see, it's as if it would have happened without a Koach Acher. I will ask, the Eish has another Chumrah. So he says, no, but that's not going to take away because I have my boris chayv with achol chamezik. That's the tzadah shava. We'll say, you hear the basic outline. I know what you're going to ask me, second. I know you're going to ask me, but wait a second. But didn't Tosa say that the reason why Eish is chayv and Eish can be burnt out is because the koch acher is not a chesar, because it's achol chamezik. And here I'm saying that the pshat is that you're chayv by Eish because if you did it without a koch acher, how does that square with what the Tosa said? Tosa said a minute before that the Eish is chayiv, even though it's a koch acher murabo, because it's a hochul mazik, so therefore it's not a drawback. That means that Tosa acknowledges that there is a problem called koch acher murabo, but it's hochul mazik. And here I'm saying pshat and Tosis, pshat nigmar davav, that what you have in the parsha of the Eish is what? That it's as if it was no koch acher. What's the simple answer? When did Tosa say that the eish is chayiv, even though it's koch acher, because it's a hochu mazik? That's if I would learn eish from where? From a tzad hashava. Means there'd be no parsha of eish in the chumash. So I'd have to learn out that there's a chayiv of an eish from bor and shor. And I'll ask you a question, how could I have such a limud to learn out a new halacha? The eish is chayiv from a tzad hashava, from bor and shor. After all, bor and shor is in koch acher murabo, and eish is koch acher murabo. So how could I learn? Says Tosas, I'll tell you what, because since the koch acher murabo of eish is raising up the mazik of eish, to give it a mazik, give it the quality of a mazik, a hochul mazik, so to that extent, it's not a chesar, not a pircha of koch acher murabo. The Gemara there was talking about vis-a-vis a hazik that occurred when it's not moving. So that's why it's a pircha. That's why I could have learned eish from Bor and Shor, and it wouldn't have a kasha. Fine. That's in terms of learning out Eish if it were not stated in the Chumash. But the context that Tosis is talking about now, a minute later, is when it did say Eish in the Chumash. And it says Eish in the Chumash, and now I'm using a pircha vis-a-vis. Abna Sakinim Aso, that's on your roof, that fell down, it was Mazik after it came to rest. How could I learn it from Bor? It's Koch Acher Murabo. To become a Bor, it's Koch Acher Murabo. Says the Gemara, yeah, but look at the parasha of Eish. The Torah gave me a chiv of Eish. Why is the Torah mechayiv me for Eish? The Gemara understands. It's not that the Torah is mechayiv me for Eish because even though it's koch acher meurabo, it's enough to make you chayiv. Because afterwards, the madam Eishim Shemchitza, the Eish itself, the hezek Eish did is as if you did it. How could that be? If all the Torah is saying is you're chayiv because you were machshir the nezek, together with the ruach, then it's going to have to be mishum amono. It couldn't never be mishum chitzav at that point. Elamai, what do you see? The fact that it could be a chay mishum chitzav, obviously that within the parsha of Eish, I mean, the Gemara understood it. I mean, Tosis brings a chay mishum chitzav, right? The Gemara just understood kedava pashut, that the chiv of Eish entails that the Torah is telling me that it's as if there's no koach acher here. It's as if you had the Eish to where it goes. Ad kedei kach that kamiyad demandam a chay mishum chitzav. When the Eish is mazik. But it's as if you had it without koch acher. So what the Torah is mechadish in Eish, you see within Eish that we don't treat the koch acher as if it was a koch acher, as if it's you. It's as if you brought it. Therefore, it's as if you would have made the boar. So therefore, you can be chayv. Eish has another mayu of holichu mazik. No, the boar is chayv without that. Very good. Tzadashav. A different picture in the Tosis now. Let's hear what you have to say. Both say, Ari, yeah.
It just could be an incorrect assumption, but I thought like the way Yochiach would work, and I think it was like a bit implied from Rashi, was that something, you would think that maybe there'd be a potential Pircha, for example, Abba Zachim Maso, it has Koach HaMarevo. So we say, no, we have something else that is Chayiv, despite the fact that it has that Kula.
But we're saying, right, so Tosis is tweaking
it. Which is not a kula.
But Tosis is saying, right, what Tosis is saying is that it's not pshat, that the Gemara means, even though it has a kula, it's still chayiv. The Gemara is saying, you see in Eish that the Torah doesn't reckon with the koach acher. The Torah treats the koach acher as if it was you, as if you did it all, and that's what the Torah is megala in the parasha of Eish. That's the mazik of Eish. So that therefore means that any other mazik as well, if the koach acher, it's as if it was ki'il without a koach acher. But that's what the Gemara brought in for me. So it's still Yochiach.
Why wouldn't that be a Gilui Mosa?
Kiwi Milsa would be if it's a cloud in Torah, Kola, Torah, Kula. Here it's an internal halacha, it's a prat within Mazik. Within Hilchas Avos Nezikin, you see that Koach Acher is treated ki'ilu you have done it. So you see by Eish that that's what the Torah is saying, that it's as if you would have been, you would have led the Eish. You would have led the Eish to its destination. That's why you're chayiv, the Gemara understands. That's why you're chayiv. And therefore, here too, the Koach Acher, it's as if you would have, right, you would have created the bar on the ground.
So at the end of the day, why, after this, after you have this,
so the Gemara asks,
why do you need to learn now from Eish? Why don't you just learn from Bor? Because now you just realize you've learned that Koach Acher Merubo is insignificant.
Because I can only see that Chiddush in the Parsha of Eish.
Eish shows that, but it doesn't mean you need to learn from Eish. It's just a non-existent Kula anymore. Koach Acher Merubo just non-existent. It just doesn't mean anything.
No, Eish says that when it comes to Parsha of Mazik, that the Torah reckons the Koach Acher as if you would have done it without the Koach Acher. So I need Eish to bring that in. Yeah. So somebody said, yeah, but maybe that's only by Eish because Holchu Mazik. You see, the Mar goes back. It's about Eish.
No, so I'm saying, according to Zanjan, we don't understand that. It's in, we're saying Koach Acher Merubo, which is like, which is a non-factor. It doesn't mean anything. It's just not even existent. We view it as if you completed it on your own. If that's the case, so then Einach Namu, we needed Eish to show Eish to show us that. But at the end of the day, do you need to learn the Chia from Eish? No, Eish shows you this general cloud about Koach Acher Merubo that's insignificant. But then now when we want to learn the Chia, we could still learn from Bor. Because Koach Acher Merubo is just not a Pircha. It's just not, it's not a Kula. It's just not, it's as if you did it yourself.
Someone's going to ask, maybe it's only specific. Eish has that in Maila. That's as if it was no Koach Acher. But it's only because Eish is the Hoichu Mazik. So I need Bor. Each time, it's like the Pircha is going to come back again. It's because Eish is filling in a blank. In other words, you see that the Torah doesn't want the Koach Acher and view it as the filler of Koach Acher. So therefore, here it's also, yeah, but Mala Eish can Olchum Mazik or Yochiach. Together, I know that you saw that you can be Chayiv here because I can view it as if there was no Koach Acher. Because what's the Eish is revealing to us. But then Eish has a certain quality, so that you can ask on that. Then maybe only Eish is specific. That's why it has this special Chiyuv that the Torah says, again, with the lumdus of everything, carries all the love because it's Olchum Mazik. Yeah, but Bor is Chayiv anyway. So now I can take the lumdus of Eish and plug it into the case of the Tzad HaShavah. So a different take on what Tosis is saying. Questions? Yes, Abraham.
Just you were saying how if we didn't have Eish.
If you didn't have Eish, then the understanding would be different.
Yeah, so are we saying that then, okay, so that understanding would be that the Koach Acher is a Chumra in that case. If I didn't have the Eish,
then, well, I don't know if it's a Chumrah, but it would not, right, it would be the Pshat that the Torah, if I didn't have Eish, then the Pshat would be the Torah is Mechayiv you, even though your Hechsher was a lower level Hechsher. No, sorry, I'm confusing with the, no, sorry. If you didn't have the Eish, Torah, I would run it off and bore on the other one, and I wouldn't be able to throw a Pircha at it and say, Ma'al Bor, Shekin Kol Chacham Urbo, Ma'al Bor Vishor, because the Koach Acher Merubo makes it a better mazik, and therefore it's not a pircha.
It's like a chumra.
The net result, in the context of what Eish is, the Koach Acher Merubo would not be viewed as a drawback because of what it
right.
is.
But then on Vav, then we're saying that really no Koach Acher is a drawback, but the Torah is saying we don't really consider it a Koach Acher. It's as if like we
right. What the Gemara is right. The Gemara is going after the Torah says the Parsha of Eish.
I mean, once the Torah says it, we're kind of saying now it really is a kula. Like, the Torah didn't say it, I view it as a chumra. But now the Torah says it, it's really kula, but it disregards.
Well, no. It's like this. I'm putting it in these terms, these different terms. If the Torah didn't say Eish, then I understand that vis-a-vis a mazik becomes a mazik through Koach Acher. And it's mazik in a manner that it's not in motion, that's obviously a chesaron inherently. There's no reason to think it's as if you did it yourself. There's no evidence of that. To that extent, there's a pircha of Koach Acher Merubo when you try to build a Tzad HaShavah to the case of Adasukin HaMaso, it's a good pircha. If you want to throw that pircha at Eish, I'll be able to reject it because I'll say, yes, it's true, it's Koach Acher Merubo somehow a drawback, but in connection to the Eish, vis-a-vis Bor, it doesn't put Eish on a lower level than Bor. because it's true that Boris in Koach Chacham Rubo and Eish is Koach Chacham Rubo, which in its own right has, you know, a certain chesaron associated with it. But vis-a-vis Bor, the fact that the Koach Chacham Rubo of Eish gives it that much more about it than Bor, it's a whole different mazik now. It's a mazik that's mazik in a way that Bor could never imagine being mazik. So then that quote-unquote chesaron pales in comparison to the great maila that the Koach Chacham Rubo did to Eish to empower it to be mazik as a holech. And that's why you couldn't throw a pircha. It doesn't mean that there isn't thing that the Torah never. You don't have any, the Torah never took away that issue and say it's as if there was no koach achir. We have no evidence of that. I want to learn out that you're chayev for eish, and the answer is because eish is mazik in a manner of holech. Therefore, if I want to use bor as a melamed, I'll be able to use it. Bor and shor, I'll be able to teach me eish as a chiyuv, because I won't be able to hurl that pircha at it because vis-a-vis bor. That chesaron does not translate to a chesaron of eish, with in contrast to bor. You understand? We're not erasing the problem as it exists. In a vacuum, it is an issue. It's something to reckon with. It's something to consider. It's a drawback. That's where the Gemara can always talk about. Not, you know, Tosfos always says it whenever the Gemara says mala eisha came. The Gemara is always saying, as Tosfos, a kula. You know, in a certain way, it's, you could have said it. You could have viewed it in some way as a kula. We're saying now without Eish, the answer to that cool is the Torah is mechayev you even on a lower level preparing of the hezek. Even though your preparing of your hezek included another element of the ruach, but Lamai said the ruach couldn't have done it by itself, so your contribution is enough to make you liable. Even though your contribution required the ruach as well. And why could I not use it as a pircha, the fact that I needed something else with it, because it's holech
umazik. But isn't this kind of, in the end of the day, it's kind of just like, depending on what you're comparing it to.
Right, right. But now that we have Eish, now there's nothing to think about what I'm comparing it to. The answer is simple. Before there's a parasha of Eish and Nechomish, then I have to always think about, you know, in what connection am I asking you about Koach Chacham Rubo? Vis-a-vis Bor, it's not going to be amount to anything, because the Koach Chacham Rubo of Eish makes it a holech umazik. Okay, so then you can't make it lower than Bor. You can't, because it's a Koach Chacham Rubo, but a Koach Chacham Rubo, so that's better than Bor. But now that we're saying Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara sees in the Parasha of Eish, that the reason why Torah is Mechayev you in Eish is because it's Ki'ilu you brought the Eish to where it went. It's as if the Koach Acha, the wind wasn't there. It's as if you would have done it yourself.
Right, so the wind was theoretically would have been a bad.
So it's a non-issue, the Koach Chacham. You know, the Torah has erased what you would normally view as something to reckon with and then figure out what the solution is that you chayv anyway. No, it's as if you did it yourself.
Right, so at that stage, the Koach would have been a cooler. The Torah saying, don't think about it, though. It's as if it's not there.
Yeah.
It would have been a cooler, but then when you're comparing it to...
Well, I don't know if it would have been a cooler. Without this vort, without this new twist, the pshat would be to kula, but the answer is, the Torah says, when you are machshir a nezek with the wind, and you make a hezek, create a force that's mazik in motion, that is enough to make you liable.
Yeah.
That's one way to think about it. Valid, valid. What Tosis is trying to do here, to explain the Gemara, and why it says Eishuchiyach, and has relevance for the case of the Avnos HaKinim HaSel that was mazik, you know, when it rested, came to rest, is because Tosis is reading the Gemara as trying to glean out of Eish that the reason why you're chayiv is not because it's enough that you were machshir together with the wind. It's as if there was no wind. It's as if you led it there without any other force. Not that your contribution is enough. It meets the threat. It does, what?
It just sounds like instead of like, it's like avoiding the problem, like it's saying.
Yes, yes.
But it's the same thing. We're admitting the fact that it's a cool.
But without saying it this way, you have a problem in reading the Gemara. That's what Tosfos has to change, the reading of the Gemara. Eish Yochiach. Eish Yochiach, were it to just mean the way we just said it in answering our Kasha, then it wouldn't have relevance on Avnos HaKinim HaSel. Then Eish Yochiach, that chai without, even though it's Koach Chacham Rubo. Yeah, but you know why? Because it's a Koach Chacham Rubo with a Holech Umazik. So what's that to do with our issue? How can it bear witness? How can it be a chiyach on the case over here? Case over here, there's not a holech umazik, so I'm left with my problem. How did I solve it? What's the chiyach? That's Tosa's problem. Hachi Perusho. What the Gemara is trying to say in Eishu Chiyach is that what I have in the Parsha of Eish is a concept. That it's as if there was no Koach Acher. It's as if you brought it to its destination without a Koach Acher. And that has relevance to the case of Amzakin Maso. But again, not because of Mishum Chitzav. Mishum Chitzav is not doing it. It's not applicable to the Halacha Sa'esh. Mishum Chitzav is the Maisa the Eish does, is your Maisa. But the Halacha Sa'esh is not Chitzav, it's Ruach. But the answer is it's itself a part of the Parsha of Eish. That's another dimension. The Torah is Mechadish, it's as if you were Molech the Eish without a Koch Acher. That could be Rish Lakish also agrees to. Now why are you Chayiv subsequent to that Halacha Sa'esh? Mishum Chitzav, Mishum Mamona. Now, where did this come from? Fascinating. Tells doesn't quote a Pasuk. Where do I know to understand that Eish is based on this? How do I know? Maybe at the end of the day, the Chayiv of Eish is simply what? That the Torah says, you with the wind, together, without you, the wind couldn't have done it. It's yichayev, that's enough to make you chayev. How do I know that it's a new idea, that it's ki'ilu, you are molechit, below koach achir, that's how Tosis is reading the Gemara. Where does it come from? Where's the indication, the pasuk? What do you think? No? Could be. These are drashas that are mentioned. Kafka of Yochanan learns out that now pasuk is yisod. So it could be Tosis felt that everyone agrees this much is in the pasuk. Tosis says, the Gemara says, chabez on the base. Kra masnita mesayer Rav Yochanan, says Rava. Kra dechsiv ki seitze eish, teitze me'atma, yisharim hamaves ha-be'era. So the Torah says, hamaves ha-be'era. So Rav Yochanan darshins from that it's as if you are mave, you were doing the hezek. Rish Lakish doesn't have that diuk. But maybe Rish Lakish also agrees that this much the pasuk is telling me. Hamaves ha-be'era. This idea that the Torah is saying, it's as if you led the fire to where it's going. Either Ruach did it. No, it's as if there was no Koach Acher. It's as if you brought it there. But then, as far as Yechayev's with what the Eish did over there, that's Rav Yochanan. Says Mishum Amono. But the Halacha Sa'esh, even though it was Koach Acher, it's as if there was no Koach Acher. That would be part of the Gzeras HaKasim Bambis HaBe'er. Could be.
Gemara on Chavdiz on the Moral affair says that why doesn't Rish Lakish like Rav Yochanan Pshat? And he says, because Rabbi Yochanan, you want to say it's kocho, it's a chitzav. He says, but it's not kocho. Like the ish goes on its own. It seems like it is like dafka that in anamadal.
Chabez
anamadal.
Yeah, the what?
That why doesn't Rish Lakish Rish Lakish hold like Rabbi Yochanan? No. He says, because it's not kocho. You want a chitzav, it's kocho, but right. Ish goes on its own. It seems like that drasha is dafka for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lakish wouldn't hold of that.
Okay. But maybe it's something in the drasha. In Rashi Dafka, you're mentioning the Gemara. The issue of Chitzav, Lamashal, just to bring out the idea that Chitzav is not the same thing as what we're saying. From Rashi, it seems that even if there was no wind, let's say the Eish is carried not by the wind, just goes from one bush to another, from one branch to another. Rish Lakish holds that it's Mishum Amono, not Mishum Chitzav. So, therefore, there should only be a Chiyuv of Chitzav on the Mokum Gacheles, where the first initial contact was. The rest is Mishum Amono, even if there's not wind. In other words, this is nothing, the issue of Chitzav Amono is not about wind. Even if the next point that it went to after the first point of contact was not result of wind. It was just a result of from one branch to another, to another, to another. Rav Yochanan would say Mishum Chitzav, and Rish Lakish would say Mishum Amono. So you see that the issue of Chitzav Amono is not dafka connected to the case of Ruach. Now we're asking, but Lamaisa, the Machokis is also applicable in the case of a wind. So where does that fit into the Machokis? This is where Tosfos would be relevant. Because you have to first establish that the wind is a non-issue. It's as if you would have been doing that. You would have been molechit. And now we can talk about Rav Yochanan saying, on top of that, just like on the second bush, Rav Yochanan says, it's also Mishum Chitzav, it's all your koach, it's all your maisa. So now that we've established that you are leading it to where it's going, so it's the same thing as the second bush or the third bush. Because the wind is as if there was no wind, as if you were doing without the wind. Were I not to say that? Were I to say that it's enough that you did something that let the wind do its part, and you and the wind together did, and Torah holds you responsible, then there's no way to think about Mishum Chitzav afterwards. Mishum Chitzav is only what the Eish did is as if you did it. But that's the Hezek of the Eish. But the Holochas HaEish is not that the Eish did that. What did the Holochas HaEish? The Holochas HaEish is the Ruach. The Hezek of the Eish is a question whether it's you or your mama. The concept. But the Holochas HaEish, the getting from here to there, with the if it's wind, then it was wind. So the answer would be either that the Torah is mechayev you nonetheless, but then you couldn't imagine Mishum Chitzav. But the alternative is to say that it's as if you would have done it below Kol Chachah. That's what Tosfos is saying, the Gemara means to say. That's the Eish Shochiach. And it comes out, the only thing we have to sort of force a little bit into Tosfos, but it just, I think it works anyway, but you have to know how to read it now. And when you read the words of Tosfos, Hachi Perusho, that's the vort of Tosfos. And that's what he's going to bring back to the case of Avnos Akinos Brosh Gago. The Chai Mishum Chitzav is just a way of highlighting that, and therefore you could talk about that the Chiv of the Hezek is Mishum Chitzav. Were not this, you couldn't get to talk about that. That's as if you did the Maaseh later, but if you only machshir the Hezek through you and the Eish together, you and the Ruach together, you couldn't be Chai Mishum Chitzav on what the Eish did. The answer is you are Moach the Eish. And that's why, and there's a girsa, I didn't have a chance to find it exactly, but I heard that there's a Shita Mekubetz, it's a new edition, I couldn't find it, that quotes it with a Russian, Mi dechai Mishum Chitzav. Fascinating. Mi dechai, that's not this word. Mi dechai Mishum Chitzav. But if you have it the way we have it now, it's also going to mean the same thing. And that's why you could be Chai Mishum Chitzav, because we're already establishing that as if you were leading the wind without the Ruach. And Hachinami, again, he comes back to here, not because Mishum Chitza, but Mishum, the Koch Acher, Kashkiu, Bashma Oses, Abor Hazebel, Koch Acher, and that's the Eish Shochiach, which the Gemara asks, Ay, Mal Eish Kin Hochum Mazik, so maybe that Yisod is only specific to Eish, that you could say that the Ruach wasn't here, but you see, because Eish is Hochum Mazik, yeah, but you see Boris Chayev even without Hochum Mazik, so therefore everything works out. This is all one teretz, Inami. Tosis has another suggestion to work out. Answer this kasha. Again, let's come back. This is going back in the original question. Having answered the question that he had before, how could one learn to Eish from boring one other? After all, the case of boring one other are Ein Kol Chacham Urbo, and Eish is Kol Chacham Urbo, to which Tosfos answered, but the Eish is Holichu Mazik after all. So it's only a Pircha vis-a-vis Bor and Avnos Akino Maso, which became a Bor through Koach Acher. So that's a Chesaron in Avnos Akino Maso. But by Eish, which is Holichu Mazik, that's not a drawback at all. So then what did the Gemara say in saying Eish Shulchiach? That was the problem Tosfos asked. So he gave one answer that we just finished with. Tosfos a new answer. Inami hainu de parich. That's the meaning of what the Gemara asks. A minute later, mal esha ken koch acher mu'urbo didei chomer yoser sh'ayidei zahochu mazik meirachok mashayikim amasakinu maso. Hainu de parich. In other words, what is Tosfos suggesting in the Inami? Go back to the Lashna Gemara that we had. Mal ebor sh'ken in koch acher mu'urbo tomer bahani sh'koch acher mu'urbehen. Eish tochiach. In fact, the Gemara, Malu Eish came darker leichu hazik. So Tosfos is now suggesting, what does that mean? So you could say it's a new pircha that Malu Eish came darker leichu hazik. So maybe that's it has that ma'ila. So then we say bor tochiach. Tosfos is saying, you know what the Gemara means? The Gemara means that very kasha. The Gemara is basically pushing away the yochiach that you just brought me. What's the yochiach? Eish tochiach. The Eish is chayev. Even though it's what? Even though it's Koch Acher Me'urbo. Says the Gemara, well, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. Because the Koch Acher Me'urbo of Eish is a Koch Acher Me'urbo that does what for the Eish? It makes it a mazik of Holchu Mazik. So therefore the Koch Acher Me'urbo is not a problem at all by Eish. That's good for the Gemara's Kasha. That's the Gemara asks. Inami. Hainu de parach, mal eish ken koch acham urbo didei chamor yoser. That koch acham urbo is more chamor than a koch acham urbo of Avnos Akino Maso. That's what the Gemara means. What's the difficulty with this Teretz Tosis? What did you ask on this when you said Tosis? What bothered you? On this Inami? What should bother you? Again, everyone hear the Inami. Tosis is backtracking. The first Teretz, finished. No, we're going back to the original question. What's the original question? That really the Mechayev Aveish is Kochacham Urabo, but doesn't matter. It's not really a Chesaron vis-a-vis Bor, because it's Hoichu Mazik. That's why I could learn Eish from Bor and one other. Ah, what's the problem? The Gemara says Eish Tochiach to justify how to learn to Avdas HaKinu Maso. That even though it's Kochacham Urabo, you're going to be Chayev because you see Eish is Chayev. Yeah, but the Gemara says, how can you say that? Eish Tochiach. But Eish is Kochacham Urabo is in the context of Hoichu Mazik. That's our problem. That was the problem that started us off. So Tos gave the first teretz a whole lumdis. Second teretz, that's the Gemara's next kasha. Gemara says, Mala Eish, it can dakle echu lahazik. What it means is that the Kochacham Urabo Eish is different. It's coming in the context of a Hoichu Mazik. Okay, so what should bother you?
If Tosfos is changing the fundamental of what Kochacham Urabo for Eish is, how could it work as a Tochiach to begin with?
No. What the Gemara is asking is, it's not coming down to Tochiach. No, yeah. The Gemara is saying you can't use that as a Tochiach for Avnos HaKinu Maso, because in the case of the Eish, the Kochacham Urabo is coming as a package with the Hoichu Masik. That's what the Gemara means to ask. That's what Tosfos is saying. It's not a new pircha. Oh, Eish happens to be another quality Hoichu. That's how you normally say. Tosfos is saying no. The Gemara means to ask that's not a good Yochiach, because that's a Kochacham Urabo with a Hoichu Masik. Good, that's the Tosa 6. So what's bothering you? Ask me stronger. So what's the problem? What's Bor Yochiach after that? That's two words of the Gemara. So what does it say on that? Bor Tochiach, what does that mean? The Gemara is a good kasha. So you haven't brought a Yochiach of Eish, because the Eish, Kochacham Rubo, it's because it's Hoichu Mazik. So it's not a concern of Kochacham. It's not that you're showing you can compensate Kochacham Rubo because it's Chayiv anyway. There it's Hoichu Mazik. That's the Gemara's kashas. What's Bor Tochiach? If it's a new quality that you normally assume, oh, but Eish has its chumra, like the first pshat of Tosis, you can understand it. It makes sense. Oh, but yeah, you see, you sowed in Eish, that's going to help us over here, but Eish has its own maila, new maila, Hoichu Mazik. Bor doesn't have that maila, so therefore it works together. But now we're saying new pshat, suggesting that the Inami of Tosis is saying that the Gemara's kasha maila Eish is trying to counter what you just said in Eish Tochiach. That you want to say that Eish Tochiach to show me a chayv in Kochacham Urabo, you can't show me that. Because after all, Eish, it's a Kochacham Urabo with a Hoichu Mazik. So that makes it, that basically is an echo of Tosis said a minute earlier in Tosis. That's why you could have learned Eish from Bor and Shor. Because it's not a chesaron of Kochacham Urabo, because it's Hoichu Mazik. That's the Gemara's kasha. So what's the Gemara say a minute later? Bor Yochiach? What does that mean? Avram?
It's doing like both at the same time. Like it's by saying, it's rejecting Eish Tochiach by bringing this kasha.
So what could it mean to say Bor Tochiach?
I mean, Bor Tochiach is answering the question.
What is Bor Tochiach doing? It's saying no. That what I just so it sounds like it's. Let's think about it. What it could be saying is, no, what you just said is wrong. You're asking me a kasha that the Kochacham Urabo by Eish is not really a kula that I'm trying to compensate for. To the contrary, in the package, in the context of a Hoichu Mazik, so then it doesn't really add up as a kula at all. It's a net gain. It's a Kochacham Urabo with a Hoichu Mazik that's not a chesaron whatsoever. So you haven't proved anything. I'm saying, no, you see that Bor is Chayav without Hoichu Mazik. So therefore, I don't see Hoichu Mazik as anything special. I don't see that as a redeeming factor. I revive the Eish Tochiach. I see Kochacham Urabo as a genuine chesaron, and I'm chayiv notwithstanding that chesaron. I don't view the Hoichu Mazik as a redeeming factor that gives me a net gain as you thought. No, it's not that way. It's really a chesaron and a chayiv anyway, and the Eish Tochiach survives. Now, the Bor Tochiach is basically pushing back against the svar. That would be the way to think about it. But the problem is that we're back to where we started from. If that was what the Gemara meant, which here you could say the Bar Tochiach is pushing back against the Svara that you're saying that Mala Eisha came back Lechul Hazik, which is a way of saying that the Chisaron that Hochul Hazik does not save the day to allow Eish to be Chayiv, notwithstanding the Kochach Murabo. It's really a Chisaron of Kochach Murabo. It is a Chisaron. Don't tell me Hochul Hazik makes it better because Boris Chayiv anyway. So, in other words, if that's what we're doing, then we're back to the question of Tosfos that got us started here. Then why could you learn Eish from Bor and one other? You have a problem against Eish. That's at the end of the day back to the problem that Mala Eish can Mala Bor in Kochach Murbo Tomer BeEish. Tosfos got started by answering no Gabe Bor Eish is not viewed as being less than Bor because of Kochach Murbo because of the Hochul Mazik. The Tosfos had a problem with the Gemara. That's what the Gemara asks. Mala Eish can dark lechul hazik means, in effect, that the tochiach of Eish is ruined because the kochach murbo Eish is not a chesaron because it's hochul mazik. Says Gemara bor tochiach. So what's bor tochiach? Yeah, but that hochul mazik, I'm not impressed with hochul mazik. It doesn't add anything. Bor is chayiv without hochul mazik. Meaning, so therefore the kochach murbo is a problem to consider, and yet the Torah says it's okay. If it's okay, it's okay over here as well. But if it's really a chesaron, then we're back to Tosa's question. How do you have it both ways?
It's not doing that.
What? So what does Bar Tochiach mean?
It's not saying now it's a cool.
So what does Bar Tochiach mean? What is it going to do for you?
Heaven,
what?
The whole question is how do we know Evan?
I'm learning Evan from a Tadashava, a Bor, and Ace.
Yeah,
so I start by asking vis-a-vis Bor, I can't learn from Bor, it's because it's here it's Kochach HaMurbo. Then I bring in Eish to say, yeah, but you see Chayv even by Kochach HaMurbo. Says Mar, no, as Tosus now has an Inami, no, that's not going to save anything because the Maisa, the Kochach HaMurbo of Eish, is coming with the context of Hochul Mazik. That's not going to shed light on our situation. But our situation, it is in fact less because it became a Bor through Kochach HaMurbo and it's not going anywhere. And therefore, it's still a problem. That's what the Gemara means to ask. Says the Gemara, yeah, Bor Yechiach.
What's that mean? Thing, now we have a problem.
So what's Bor Yechiach doing for you?
So
what's it doing for you?
Before, what? You could still learn out Evan, even though Eish has a Bible.
But how is Bor Yechiach going to take away? If the kasha of the Gemara was that you couldn't say Eish Yechiach because the Yechiach of Eish doesn't speak to our situation. Because what does Yochiach mean? Even though it's Kochach HaMurbo, you're still Chayiv. Yeah, but the Kochach HaMurbo of Eish is wrapped into an Eish Mazik, and therefore our Mazik is a different. Here it is a Chesaron. Vis-a-vis Bor, it is a Chesaron. By Eish, it's not a Chesaron. By Bor, it is a Chesaron. So that's what the Gemara is asking. So what did the Gemara answer? Bor Yochiach. I don't hear. What do you? What?
I think it's saying it is a Chesaron. It's just. It's not saying that now it's a Chesaron. It's just saying. It is a Maila, you're right. But now I have a new problem. So how do I solve this problem with Bor Tochiach?
Again, how does Bor Tochiach respond to the Kasha of Maila Eisha Kendak Lechel Hazik, which for according to Tosis Inami, what that means to say is, it's saying that the Eish Tochiach is irrelevant here. Because the fact that Kochach Murbo by Eish is by Eish. It's Dako Echol Hazik, it's Hochul Mazik. But over here, I have a problem of Kochach HaMurabo. So that's what the Gemara was asking. Malad Eisha Kein Dako Echol Hazik means all of that. How does the Gemara rebut that with Bor Tochiach? Again, the thought would be what Gemara is saying, that I'm not impressed with that extra redeeming factor. It's not an extra redeeming factor. You don't need it for Mazik. But then if that's the case, then I have back the Tosus question. And Tosus lost his pshat before that. He gave us an answer to his original kasha. How can I learn Eish? Something doesn't seem to stem here. In the Inami. I don't know. Yeah?
You said before, this over there in Tosus, we're talking about if it didn't also write Eish. I mean, if you didn't have Eish, put in the Torah, you're trying to learn out from Bor V'chad Minayim.
You know? That's right.
So then at that point, okay, so then we would have thought this...
Right, so I'm saying, so at the end of the Gemara Dav Vav Min Aleph, Tosus question recurs. Tosus returns. The original Kasha and Hem.
No, because it's a separate material.
No, but I mean, Lamaisa, if the end of the Sugya, the Gemara's last word is, Bor Tochiach, namely, that there is no extra Maila, Tahoch Umazik, that's going to save us from the chesaron of Kochach Morbo. It remains a chesaron even by Eish, but nonetheless, the Torah is mechayev you. But Lamaisa, there is a drawback that I can understand. So then the problem is, how could I learn Eish from borrowing one other? And Rabbi said, you could. At the end of the Maskanas HaGemara, Bo Tochiach, Dosis Kasha comes back. I have no other way to learn Bar Tochiach. If the Tosfos, it's a question that Bar Tochiach is responding to, is, as Tosfos now suggests, the very kasha Tosfos is asking. Ma'al Eish doesn't mean I have a new Ma'ala, new Chumra Veish. It's that what you just said is wrong. You said Eish Tochiach because it's in Kochach, it's Kochach Murban Yitzchayev. No, the Kochach Murban Eish, that's a Oich Umazik. That's a different Kochach, that's not going to help us. Here it's a boar, here it's mazik passively. So the Kochach Amurbo of Eish, that's different. It's Hochu Mazik type of a hazik. The Kochach Amurbo doesn't bother me there. So the answer is Kasha. So what did my answer, Bor Tochiach? Bor Tochiach normally means, yeah, but you have another mile of Eish, but the boar counteracts that. But here we're talking about not just a Chumrit, it's that we're rebutting the original Yochiach of Eish by bringing in this Kasha. So the only thing you could do is use Bor Tochiach as saying what you said originally. Your svara is not a good svara, that you want to make Eish different because it's Holochu Mazik. It's not seen as anything different. You see, you don't need Holochu Mazik. It could be Chayev without Holochu Mazik. And therefore, there is an Eish Tochiach here. It's coming back to defend the Eish Tochiach. That means that the svara that Tosfos said a minute ago, which is what the Gemara is alluding to in the Kasha, is no longer valid. And the Tosfos Kasha comes back. So I know it's a little bit intricate with Chishbonus, but to me it seems that something is going to be not going to add up in the end. I don't know. To me, the Inam, you know, Rosa, you hear the problem. And the Inam Yatosis, and something's going to end up being Shver in the end. Akopa, and the Iker, aren't you understand the way we understood the first Pshat of Tosis? It's a new light on the Gemara, and I see what these two lines are difficult lines of Tosis. But Tosis is not saying what you might want to intuitively say, that Mishum Chitzav is what is working by Ebn Sekhima Sol. That's not what it means. We're talking about two issues. One issue is the mazik, the eish was mazik. Is that you? Is that the eish? Is it mamon or is it chitza? The issue that we're discussing is how, and that could be even if there was no ruach. That's a separate machokas. We're talking about when you have ruach, and it got from here to there with the ruach, what's the basis of that? How can the Torah mechayev you if there was a ruach, koch, acham, urbo, to get there? And the answer could be, the Torah says that's good enough. You will machshir the nezek with the ruach, that's good enough. Tosfos is saying, no, you've seen the parashat of eish and new yesod. That's because the Torah said the Parsha Veish. If it weren't be the Parsha Veish, I wouldn't say it. Hamavir Sabeira. What you see in the Parsha Veish is that it's viewed as if you did it without a koach acher, as if you would have done it yourself. And that's what the Gemara meant with a shuchiach, to be able to bring it over to the case of Mesekin Maso as well. Okay, good. Fight to tomorrow, everybody. Okay, Shir is early again. I'm going to go. Avram, any word?